Hey everyone, this is Dr. Mary Star Carter, and it's my privilege to be with you today. I am so excited about the information we're going to go over today and all of this good stuff. Now let's get started. For some of you, we've known each other for many years, and some of you we've never even met. Let me just tell you a little bit of history of how I got involved in teaching about business and going through business. I am a trained chiropractor, and while I was in school, I was very active in outside learning. I did a lot of training classes and a lot of kind of extracurricular, you would say, to learn about nutrition and health and essential oils and all those things. And that connected me with a woman who was starting a wellness center near where I lived. And we connected, and she wanted me to sign a lease, which would put me in a position where I would be renting the space for, I think it was about 7 months before I would even have my license. So I had to create profits right away in this business. I didn't really have a choice on that, but I really felt that this is where I needed to start. So I did. And I jumped right in, and I opened my practice. So I was an independent contractor. She worked and did the nutrition, and she owned the wellness center, but there was another massage therapist who was an independent contractor, and we each had our own space. And things went really well. I was able to make a profit, not a huge profit, but right away, within about 30 days, to start paying for my space and my expenses. And I learned a lot that first year in business. I treated that business like it was my own, and I did a lot of marketing for it, and I created great success. And it was about 10 or 11 months working in this wellness center as an independent contractor, I realized, wow, I'm doing all this work to get the clients in, and I was reaping some of those benefits, but I was basically building that practice. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna do this. I'm going to break out. So I moved about 15 minutes away. I found a old dentist office, a home office, and I renovated that. And we had, like four rooms, really nice space. And it was just wonderful. So we had a staff. We had another wellness center setting where we offered chiropractic care. We offered a specific type of massage, particularly an aromatherapy massage, just that one. And we had a whole room dedicated to detoxification through something called a foot bath. And we did classes there as well. Every week we had classes. And that was very, very successful. We actually had a cash practice. We didn't even accept, I don't think, credit cards at that time. And we just really skyrocketed. But like many of you, when you first started out in practice, it's very easy to work, 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 work. And the thing that you loved, the thing you were so passionate about, start to become burned out and literally kind of dread, I have another client, or, really dread that. And that quickly started to happen for me. Now, one of the blessings when I was in chiropractic school, I had started a little side business that I worked all through school and into my other businesses, and I went right along. It was health, nutrition related, and that little business was quite profitable, and here I was doing very little work for it, but my business, my wellness center, I was just working, 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 working. And so I remember it was in April that I was sick, and as professionals, because I know we have many people on this line who are in the health profession, you being sick is a sign like, hey, we're out of balance over and over again. I was getting sick a lot. I was just getting run down. I was needing a lot more sleep. And I remember in April I came to the realization that things really had to change. And I met a great mentor who showed me that if I put a little bit of energy into just a different focus in my practice, which I did, that I could very much be very successful. So I actually downsized, and I went from, you know, those four rooms down to a one-room office on the river. It was very beautiful, but it was, you know, it was different. Downsized my staff, and did it all myself. I don't know how many of you out there on the phone are doing it all yourself right now. Or maybe you've gone from the big practice down to a small practice. Maybe you're just a single massage therapist. Maybe you're a hairstylist. Whatever you are, a realtor, you know, there's all different people on those calls, but I think we all can relate to some of these stories. So, again, I had great success where I was. Again, cash practice, and every month we were, you know, bringing in the profits. But that little side business I had really was just, it was going through the roof. And I made a decision because I still was pretty out of balance, even though I had downsized. I was out of balance. I was still kind of getting sick. I retired at the age of 30 from hands-on chiropractic care. And I went in into a different type of wellness and training and teaching about therapeutic essential oils and nutrition. And I traveled all over the United States. And that was really fun, and I had a great time. But in those travels, I met a whole lot of business owners. I worked with a lot of chiropractors, nurses, holistic nurses, doctors. I worked with many salons and wellness centers. And I saw so much need for the information that I'm going to share with you today, things that are going to take your practice if you're brand new. If you're brand new in business, it's going to take literally minimum, I guarantee, 6 months off your learning curve to years off your learning curve. You're going to save money. You're going to avoid that burnout, or you're going to get out of burnout if you are in it right now. So that's what I did, and then I swung back the other way. So today I have a very small practice where I'm mostly teaching and training other practitioners and family members how to do some natural health methods, a very small practice. I work a lot online, assisting people all over the United States. I do a lot of phone coaching today, and I work with other health professionals to go into their practice and help them tweak things, avoid burnout, really increase their profits, and be as successful as they can be. So let's talk about what we are going to go over today. I know you've invested your time and your money into this class, and we want to make it as profitable and valuable as possible. The first thing that we're going to go over today is who to market to. The second thing, how to market without a marketing budget. The third thing, how to talk to prospective clients or patients. The fourth thing, how to go from conversations to confirmed appointments. And the fifth thing we're going to talk about is what is the e-myth, and we'll go more into details about that. So the first thing we want to talk about is who to market to. Now, so many times I hear this common phrase, well, everyone is my ideal client. So I want you to write that down on your piece of paper, right? Ideal client. For some of you who've been in business many years, you know exactly who that is. That's the person who maybe if you have a chiropractic wellness type setting where you've got nutrition and massage and you've got the person who's really utilizing all of those things. They're very healthy. They're coming in for their maintenance care. They're coming in for their monthly massage, and they're taking their nutritional supplements. That might be your ideal client. If you have a maybe a geriatric practice, or you're a massage therapist, and you work mostly in nursing homes and hospice and things like that, you know, your ideal client are those individuals. Maybe you are a stylist, a hairstylist, and your ideal client is where you make the most profits in doing the person who comes in on a weekly, not I want to say weekly, but every 4 to 6 weeks, they're getting their color, they're getting their cut, If you are the salon owner, that client also might be getting their nails done with you. Or if you have a massage therapist and you're a salon owner, they're doing multiple services. So that's the ideal client. But I really want you to think about that person. And that person really reflects on us. What do I mean by that? What I've seen in many chiropractic practices is there are so many different techniques and nutritional trainings and ART and NIMO and all these different things. We don't know what those are. They're just different muscle techniques. And what happens is we tend to gravitate to many things. And I see, particularly in chiropractors who have a wellness setting, they learn kinesiology. So every time they go to a training, they come back and try to utilize that or add that to their practice, and it kind of can become very scattered. They can become very scared. So you have to find in you what your passion is. If you're a massage therapist who loves doing deep tissue, you better have your body in good shape, because the average massage therapist, full-time massage therapist who does deep tissue every single day, maybe one day a week off, has an expected career of about 10 years because their bodies will break down. The same thing for certain types of chiropractic. So you have to be very clear. So what do I mean by that? You may want to do deep tissue until you start feeling the effects of it and then change to something else. That's fine, but where is your passion? What can you do right now with your eyes closed? Okay? You can easily do. You don't need to be motivated to do it in your practice. Maybe you are you're really good with updos, or you're excellent with color. Maybe if you're a realtor, you have a tendency of, you can sell a whole lot of houses under $125,000, but above that, you just have more challenges, or vice versa. So what are you really good at? Okay, what are you really good at? You need to find that out. Now, so everyone, are they your ideal client? No. Does that not mean that every single person needs chiropractic care or massage? Well, they may, but it's not what they need, it's what they want. Okay? Your ideal client wants what you have to offer. Your ideal client wants what you have to offer. So remember, part of what you have to offer might be part of your personality. You might be an amazing listener, or just have a caring personality or comforting. You might have that kind of mothering spirit. You might be a very good listener. And that ideal client is going to be attracted to that. So I always say, if you're brand new in practice, you want to start the way you want to go. What do I mean by that? Start the way you want to go. I mean, if you're brand new, maybe you are starting a health coaching practice. You don't want to be spending, your original session is an hour, but you give everybody 2 hours right now because your practice is very slow. Well, guess what? Those clients will expect that from you from now on. And the people they refer you to you, oh, well, I love Mary because she spent 2 hours with me. You know, no one ever spends that time to really listen to me. And when we do that, same thing for massage therapy and chiropractic. When we do that, that isn't something that down the road we can continue to do. So you want to start out the way you want to go. And also, when thinking of your ideal client, you know, what do you want the finished product to look like? I was working with a restaurant owner, and she knows that she will only be able to do restaurant work, this restaurant that they've purchased and are doing for about 10 years. She knows her limitations. So she's building that restaurant to be very sellable. And all of you should be thinking that too, is that the practice you're building, not only are you building it with ideal clients, but you're thinking about the end goal. You know, what does it look like when your practice is full of wellness clients or your practice is full of PI clients? For some of you, money might be the motivator. For others of you, it might be time freedom. Others, you just love being around people and you want to see a lot of people every day. And even others will be like, you know what, I want a simple system, step by step by step. This is what I do every day, all day, and that's it. And, you know, we'll all be a combination of those. So who to market to is really defining, again, what are you passionate about? What can you do with your eyes closed? Okay? What do you not need to be motivated to do? Now, we'll all have those days where we may not want to go to work. But in your core, you love what you're doing. And that ideal client, again, is looking for you. So define who that is. Define who that is. Is that a person who's already taking maybe nutritionals, or already going to the health food store? And that is really going to go into some more of your marketing. So who you market to is really your ideal client. Okay. Next, how do you market without a marketing budget? And I found this with so many chiropractors, they would many times get out these huge loans for build out and or to renovate part of their home or to start a wellness practice, and they would forget about marketing. They just thought because they're good already or they're maybe bringing 20 clients with them or hairstylists, very common, they're so good at what they do, but they want to own their own business. And guess what? They totally forget about marketing. It's like starting a restaurant and spending all that money, and then how do I get the clients there? Well, how do we start? How do we market without a marketing budget? So very common for massage therapists just starting out, any type of health professional, acupuncturist, anyone in the health ministries, they don't have a marketing budget. So the number one thing that I have all of my business coaching clients do is create a resource list, And you really don't have a choice. I mean, if you want to continue in this class, you can take this information and, you know, set it on a shelf. But if you want to get results with the information you learn in this class, I highly recommend you do at least this, and implement. Now, with your resource list, you're going to make a list of about 200 names and phone numbers. And a resource list is, think about that restaurant again. So we spent all our money or all our money on our practice, or we have no money right now. How do we get the word out about what we're doing? Well, obviously, we're probably going to call friends and family, right? Wouldn't we start there? So your resource list starts there. It starts with what's called your warm market. And you're going to write down every family. It doesn't matter if they think chiropractors are quacks, okay? Because most likely they know people who maybe are going to chiropractors already or having back problems or in need of massage, whatever it is. So we're going to write a list of names. Everyone over the age of 30 knows or knows of about 1,000 people. A list of 200 may seem hard at first, but I really want you to do your best. So, you know, here's some kind of memory joggers. Who does your hair? You know, who cleans your home or has in the past? How about your teachers? How about people you know at your former places of work? Your former college, your friends that you've been to party, maybe you'll just know their first name. But get as many names and phone numbers as possible. So you're going to make this list a minimum of 200 names. And then in the next section, we're going to talk to you how to talk to those people. But this resource list is a way for you to market without a marketing budget? Well, let me just jump ahead just a little bit. Very easy script that you can do with some of your friends and family members who may or may not know what you're doing. You could simply call them. Okay, calling is always better than emails and even sometimes better than mailing. A lot of my clients that I work with, my coaching clients, they would say, well, why can't I just send them a letter? You know, I'll do that. And, you know, I'll get a really fancy letter and my brochure and I'll put it in there. No, you're going to call. And you're going to start with the people who like you the most, okay? So you take this 200 resource list and take out a highlighter and highlight the people who like you most. And I might call my Aunt Sally and say, you know, Aunt Sally, this is Mary Starr. And, I know I graduated from chiropractic school, or I know you know that I have a practice, and I'm really trying to grow the practice right now, and I don't have a huge marketing budget. And I was wondering if you could help me. In fact, a better way to start that conversation, because the people you like, the people who like you, want to help you. So a better way would, you know, to call up Aunt Sally and say, hey, Aunt Sally, you know, how you doing? You know, but I was wondering if you could help me. Sure. And then go into, you know, I've just started a new practice. I'm working in a salon right now, and I really love the people I'm working with, but I'm trying to build that up so, you know, that my husband and I have a comfortable living these next few years, and I can put my kids into, you know, tell them the truth. Maybe you want to put your kids into private school. Tell them why you might have this practice. You know, I'm really passionate about helping people and seeing them get out of pain. Well, I was wondering if you knew anyone that might be, you know, struggling right now, someone who maybe goes to a chiropractor already, if I could talk to them, or maybe you could give out my business card or give them the free coupon I have, you know, people that might be interested. Well, you know, I really can't think of anyone. That'll be a common thing that people say. You have to be ready for rejection, okay? You absolutely have to be ready for rejection. And starting with your friends and family will be, for some of you, easy. For some of you, very, very hard. But if you can get through this, and in fact, if you can get through these 200 names, I have yet to meet anyone who hasn't increased their practice by a minimum of 30%. And some people, 500%. So we're just going to ask for their help. You know, I need to do some low-budget advertising. Do you think you could put out, you know, some of my flyers at your work and listen for people who have blank, blank, blank? And you know what those blanks are once you know who your ideal client is. Okay? Does that make sense? So that's how we're going to work on a resource list. So if it's someone that we don't really know, we just met one time, we simply, you know, call them up, you know, hey, this is Dr. So-and-so, or this is Anne. I met you at Sally's party. I'm just wondering if you could give me a quick second. I'm trying to grow my business on a low-budget advertising, you know. I'm trying to grow my business, and I really don't have a whole lot of money for marketing. So I'm just trying to talk to people who might know someone, blank, blank, blank. Do you know anybody? Do you think you could pass my business card, my brochure, or, you know, tell them to stop by my office, you know, stop by the Wellness Center. We'll give them complimentary such and such, and we'll get to some of those things in a second. So that's how you're going to work through your resource list, and it's going to be a struggle. You know, many of us go through school to learn technique, and we rarely learn communication skills. As you go through each name, you're going to be better and better and better and better. So that's one way that you can grow your practice without a marketing budget. The next way is sometimes preferred over talking to your friends and family and resources, and it's called the door-to-door campaign. And many of my team members and people that I've coached have had very good success with a door-to-door campaign. And you can do a door-to-door campaign with other businesses or even in your local community. Now, you do want to find out with the town halls, you know, knocking on people's doors. Businesses is fine, but knocking on people's doors, you want to be sure that you're, you don't need some license. You may have to pay a minimal fee to do that for a day. But start with businesses. It's usually a very safe way to go. Now, when I go into a business, I do not want to look like a salesperson. You know, as a business owner, that many people are always coming in and maybe wanting money for a charity, or they're wanting to sell something. Chiropractors are many times getting told this, told that, and hairstylists, all of that. So we don't want to come in with a full suit on or anything like that. But you could have, you know, your badge, or maybe if you wear scrubs or something like that, and just come in simply. And this is how the door-to-door campaign. So I'm going to go to the middle of my town where I can literally walk from business to business. If you can't, you may have to drive. But it's going to be businesses within a 10-minute area of your business. Does that make sense? So we really want to connect with all the businesses within 10 minutes of my business. And this is very, very important. And now you can do this through different networking groups, but this is a fast and very effective way. You can do it on your lunch breaks. Some of you, you know, might have time before work or after work, but it's very important you connect with all the businesses around you, even your competitor businesses. And I'll tell you why. Well, I'll tell you now. As chiropractors, we know that there's people that we don't necessarily can't help. And we have very different techniques, massage therapists, different health professionals, hairstylists. We all have clients that maybe it's just not a good fit. So a very positive thing you can do is to refer to someone else. And you'd be surprised if you do this, even with your competitors in town, that you will get an occasional client from them. Okay, so I'm going to go into the business and I'm going to look very unconfrontational. I'm not going to come in with a whole stack of papers or anything like that. I might have my purse. And I'll go up, and sometimes the businesses will have, you know, a teenager working there. And I might say, hey, you know, I'm Dr. Mary. I'm down the road. I just want to introduce myself, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm a new chiropractor in town. I'm trying to do some low-budget advertising. How long have you guys been in business? You might want to ask a few questions. Oh, you know, I haven't known. Many times through conversation, and we'll talk a little bit about specific conversation in a second, how to talk to prospective clients. Many times through conversation, that will lead either for maybe a manager to come out or for that person to have such a good perspective of you that when you're in again and the manager is in, or they're going to talk positive to you. So don't treat the teenager any different than you would the 40 or 50-year-old standing there. Don't treat the manager or the business owner different than you would treat any of the workers there, because you will be surprised how many workers might have issues that you can help with or know someone. So I'm going to use that simple, that very simple script where I'm saying, you know, hi, you know, I just want to introduce myself. I started a business. I'm just trying to do some low-budget advertising. Would you mind if I maybe left a couple of my brochures, a few of my business cards? Do you have, oh, sure, sure. Now, my conversation is not going to stop there, okay? It's not going to be all about me. And we're going to skip down a little bit here about how to talk to prospective clients. People don't care. What's that saying? People don't care how much you know. They care how much you care. And when you show interest in the person you're talking to, real, genuine interest, interest about their business, interest about the work they do, what they like best about the work they do, about their family. Think of these four things, F, O, R, and then M. And F stands for family. F stands for family. When I am having a conversation with someone that I don't know well, but even people I do know, I can ask what, you know, common question, how's your family? You know, how's your family? Do you have kids? Really, what's their ages? What's their needs? Are they into sports? Oh, goodness. And we're going to ask those questions. Now, next class, you're going to also talk about the art of listening, where you can get really good not just in talking, but listening for information. But family. People like to talk about their family if they have a family. Occupation. When you're doing a business door-to-door campaign, you start there. Great. You know, how long has this business been here? Really? Yeah, you know. The grandparents own it, and they passed it down. The son runs it right now. No, picking up those things, and you want to remember those things. Because when you're doing business door-to-door, and anytime you're calling from your resource list, you want to make sure you have a pad of paper, you're taking notes on your smartphone, wherever you can access those again or help you to remember even better. So, family occupation, F-O-R, recreation. And this is a funny one. I didn't ask this for a long time because when I learned these techniques, I was kind of in that business, and I myself didn't have a lot of recreation. But I will tell you, there will be so many people that you'll meet that, you know, they might like their job, they might not like it, they don't have a lot of motivation. But when it talks about their hobbies, what they do for fun, boy, do you see passion just come out of people. People who love horses or people who love snowmobiling, whatever it is, people love to talk about their hobbies and recreation. So F-O-R. And then finally, M is the message. So if I was doing a door-to-door campaign or meeting somebody out and about, you know, I might form them. Now, you don't have to do every single one of those each time. Maybe when you go in and you get a have lunch at a restaurant and you form the waitress, and the next time you go in, you ask about her family. The next time you go in, you ask about what she likes to do for fun. But you're constantly, and there's really, you will never end the questions that you can ask. Whether it's, you know, what are their names, how are they doing? People will be shocked when you remember this information, too. So very, very important to write down, remember it. So how to talk to prospective clients really has a lot to do that. But let's go back up to number two, how to market without a marketing budget. So we talked about the resource list, the door-to-door. Finally, we have what I love, 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 love. Because as a busy mom and business owner and wife and all that, I want a way to talk to people that is easy and quick. And I do that through social media. Social media for me, and if you don't know what social media is, I'm talking about Facebook and Twitter, and there's some other great things out there. But let's just start with something very simple and very huge right now, Facebook. Maybe you have a Facebook account. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're on it once in a while. Maybe you're not. Well, I'm going to tell you that social media for my business, currently for my business, can generate almost about $1,000 a month. Sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more. Now, that might not mean anything for you. That might be just one client for you. But in new business, and it's done amazing things for retention of clients, all of that. But let's specifically talk about marketing. What to do and what not to do. And I'm just going to briefly go over it, and I'm going to give you a resource that I highly recommend you invest in. Social media on Facebook, what most chiropractors, most massage therapists, most people in business will do is the wrong thing. They will only post when they have something coming up. Right? This week we have 50% off manicures. Come visit Dr. Brian teaching about healthy backs at the YMCA. So they post only with that. And that's not the correct way to use social media. Social media is to be social. And if you have a hard time being social now, you got to get over it because you're a business owner and there are ways that we can easily market as well as grow relationships because people are going to stick with you in business because they know you care and they know something about you. So in social media, I'm posting a whole lot every day and I'm posting about my business every day. But I'm posting even more information about my life, inspirational quotes. I'm creating relationships. And I might spend, for me, because remember my business is a lot online, I might spend maybe an hour a day working on social media. I'm not addicted to it. I know how to strategically use it. And I have created amazing friends through social media. I've deepened relationships with family members and friends that I haven't connected with in 10 years. And I've created a lot of business, not because I'm doing it to make money, but it just organically happens. And that goes up every month, every month. So the resource that you need to utilize if you want to effectively use social media is a coach that I work with, and her website is realchange.com/blog, realchange.com/blog, and there'll be a lot of good information there, but where you want to start is click on the social media tab, okay, and there you will see some resources for you to actually purchase. So if you're listening to this at a later time, it may be within, look under products. You want to, so realchange.com/blog. And here you'll see some things that you can do under products. Let's see here. It is social media the fun way. So you can even Google search that, social media the fun way. And it is. It's a lot of fun to create relationships and learn how to market online through social media. The last tip here, bonus that I want to give you in terms of who to market to is through your list. So you should actively be collecting names, phone numbers, email addresses of client, prospective clients. If you're doing fairs or you're meeting people, where your FOR and then M, the message, your message may be, great, you know, let's exchange information. You know, I can put you on our newsletter mailing and maybe you'll find some information there that can help you. That's a common thing that we use in the health arena, but you really want to make sure that you have a list of prospective clients as well as your current clients. So you are also going to be marketing to your current clients. Why? Referrals. If you are not actively asking for referrals right now, you need to change that. When you're done, you know, with a session, you can say, you know, great, you know, we've got your next session. You know, by the way, Sally, do you know anyone who might be struggling right now with their health or anyone you can think of? We're offering this, you know, 50% off coupon. You give that, if they bring that back in, you're going to get 50% off your next session. Now, not all of you can do something like that with the different rules and regulations that we have to follow, but there are things that you can do. Simple thank you cards for referral can go a long way. Or a card. you know, thank you for your business. We just really appreciate you, and I hope your family's doing well and your son is succeeding in his soccer season. If you know anyone who's struggling, you know, please pass our card along. We'd appreciate it. Sincerely, Dr. Starr. So who are you talking to? Who are you marketing to? Who to market to was your ideal client, right? How to market without a marketing budget? Oh, excuse me. Let's go back up to who to market to. So who are you marketing to? Your ideal client as well as your current clients. Okay, your current clients. Number two, how to market without a marketing budget. We talked about the resource list, door-to-door campaign, social media, and then again, how to market without a marketing budget. If you currently have clients, then that would be a way too with referrals. How to talk to prospective clients. We're going to ask them more about themselves, okay, because they don't care about you as much as they care about themselves, and they want to talk about themselves. And we're going to use that form method, family, occupation, recreation. And then we're going to go to the message. So how do I go from conversation to confirmed appointment? Now, because all of you have different business models, this next piece will really determine how well you formed that client. Because while you're forming them, you're listening for the following. You're listening for their strengths, their interests, their goals, and their needs. So how you go from conversation to confirmed appointments is you listen for their strengths, their interests, their goals, and their needs. And you, a lot of times, may not get this on the first conversation, but as you get better at it, you will. As you get better at it, you will. So I'm listening. Oh, you know, my mother, she's really struggling with cancer right now, and she's in the oncology department, you know, every week, and I'm really stressed out about this. You know, maybe this is a conversation. Well, what's the need there? The stress relief. Does your business have something that offers stress relief? Maybe you do. Maybe it's a therapy like Reiki or essential oils. Or maybe you do a hands-on ministry. Whatever it is, if you have something that meets their need, this is how the message, you know, Larry, I heard you talking about your mom and all the stress you're having, and, you know, I absolutely don't know if this would be for you or not, but, you know, I do a therapy that helps people just really relax and kind of be at peace, and I'd really be interested to talk to you about that further. You know, come in. Here's a coupon here. Here's my business card. Why don't we just make an appointment and see if this is right for you? Okay, that could be something like that. So you can start with that test it out, right? The test it out or something. But you physically want to exchange information. For some of you who have maybe health coaching practices or you're a hairstylist, this is another good strategy that one of my clients used, that she would have that kind of same conversation. You know, you were really struggling. I know your mom might be... she may not even have hair now, but I'd really love to offer you, you know, a consultation to come in and see if there's anything that we can do for you to do that. And if you decide while you're there, you want to, I'll make sure that you want to get a session or you want to have a new hairstyle or you want to do that, I'll make sure I have saved out some time. Would you like to do that? You know, Sarah, you said you just haven't had any time. One of the therapies that we offer is a home visit, and we'd be willing to come to do that. And, you know, this therapy is really great for people who just don't have a lot of time. You know, we can do that. We have some openings available on Saturdays. You know, would that be a good fit? Yes, you know, I'd love to do that. great, let's make an appointment now. We'll come out. We'll get you all relaxed. You'll feel $1 million. Okay, excellent. We'll go forward with that. Now, one of the things that you when you go from conversations to confirmed appointments, and we'll talk about this too in retention, when you are working with, say, a brand new client who's just come in for chiropractic care or massage, and, you know, I just feel amazing. You right then need to turn that conversation into a confirmed appointment. You know, Sarah, be honest with them. Tell them, look, I, you know, felt your back, and there is a lot of tension. And although today was very relaxing for you, you really want to make sure that you're getting some regular care. You know, we offer, in our practice, we would offer a discount if they came every 30 days for that aromatherapy-type massage called Raindrop. We would offer a discount if they came every 30 days. You know, we can set you up that you can come in, and if you set an appointment today, it's an additional $5 off. Let's get you in the book. Okay. Don't be afraid. A lot of us health professionals want to say, you know, what do you think? Do you want to schedule an appointment? You know. You innately know what is good for that client. They haven't taken care of themselves. They don't know. But you know what a massage every 30 days or every week. We had a deeper discount for people who came every week. So you know, don't be afraid to tell them what they need. Be firm about it. Be firm about it, okay? You need to tell them what. All right. So how do you go from conversations to confirmed appointments? You're going to use the forming and then followed by the message when you're working with clients that you're seeing. You know, I feel that you really could benefit from this. We give a discount. Why don't we set up an appointment for you today so at least we have it on the books? So what do you have to lose? If you can't make it, let us know 3 days ahead of time. You won't lose anything. You can do that. I know you can. I know you can do that. Don't be afraid of it. Okay, so how to go from conversations to confirmed appointments. I know you probably have some questions about that. And we definitely, in our online coaching, can answer some of those questions for you. You might have questions about who your ideal client is going to be. You know, absolutely, that'll take time. Take time to learn and learn how to do that, all of those things. But we've talked about who to market to, how to market without a marketing budget, how to talk to prospective clients, how to go from conversations to confirmed appointments, and being bold. And then finally, we're going to talk about what is the easiness. This is very, very an important concept for so many of you who are just starting business or have been in business a long time. This is a book by Michael Gerber. It's called The E-Myth, Why Small Businesses Fail and What to Do About It. It's called The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. Michael, G-E-R-B-E-R, Michael Gerber. You definitely want to invest in that or invest in it online, or excuse me, on MP3 or on CD so you can listen to it over and over and over again. The E-Myth is the entrepreneurial myth that just because we're good at something means we'll be good in business. And I have seen this over and over in my travels. I've seen this in my own personal life with my husband, who is extremely talented, very, very talented, but very much struggled in business because he didn't have the skills of running a business. See, when you have a business, you are not just the realtor, you're not just the chiropractor, the massage therapist, the health coach, you're not just the hairstylist, you are everything. You're not just the esthetician or the person who does the nails. You are, when you have your own business, you are everything in that business. The technician is only a part of it. And this is why almost, I think it's over 90% of businesses fail within the first 5 years. We all know people fail. Maybe right now you're failing. You're going deeper and deeper in debt every month. Or you're failing, you just can't get the clients. You've got this huge student loan you took out or business loan that you took out, and you cannot fill those appointments. You can't fill your store. You can't. So you need to take a good look at some of the information we already talked about today, but you need to read that book, and you need to go through it very carefully, very, very carefully, and look at, you know, what else, what other skills do I need to learn? Because you are the manager of that business, and you're also what we like to call the kind of like the pioneer or the person who comes up with new ideas and new ways of doing things, and the idea person and the person who talks to people, so kind of the networker and the, all of that in one. And if you just have skill as a technician, you're going to be struggling. You absolutely will struggle in business. Don't think, especially massage therapists and chiropractors and people who go to get a professional degree to learn a skill, and maybe we get one or two business classes, maybe, but we don't know. We don't learn how to talk to people. We don't learn that it doesn't matter how many classes we've taken in pediatric, chiropractic, or nutrition or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Getting more degrees is not going to get more people into your practice. I can't tell you how many people I see do that. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. Because if you, as a business owner, do not have a list of people you're marketing to, growing that list all the time, you are not in business. And if you are a therapist who works in a salon, if you're an independent contractor, you cannot depend on them to get you business. It might be all great in the beginning because there's lots of excitement because we've got this new therapist in and she knows raindrop technique and she knows pediatric massage and she knows this. And everybody's excited in the beginning. And you've got lots of clients in the beginning and maybe around Christmas. But that's it. They don't remember you in the interim. Now, I can teach you, I can coach you ways to keep them at your forefront. In fact, if you are in practice where people would be referring to you, other hairstylists or estheticians, if you're in that kind of practice, I highly recommend you do whatever you could do to get them on your table. If you are a, you know, manicurist or whomever and you're brand new, offer it to them and keep on them. You know, when are you going to come in? I've got this time open. You know, keep on them. Offer the free service. Give them the quality service you would give to everyone, but make sure you really do your best, okay? So going back to how does the E-myth apply here, it does, because that's why some of you are burned out right now, because you don't have the skills to run a business. You don't have the skills to attract new business to you. And hopefully this class will give you some ideas, but also just line you up with classes that you can take to learn how to talk to people, to learn more about listening, to learn about social media. So we're a great place to start, and I guarantee if you apply even 50% of what you learn, you will increase your practice. You will decrease your stress. You will increase your profits. But if you go above and beyond and get some more training, wait, you won't even recognize your practice a year from now, 18 months from now. I guarantee it. So I thank you so much for joining us for this class. I know that you're going to learn so much more We have so much more to give you. Absolutely. Thanks, everybody. If you have questions, make sure that you email on the form when you register. There's a form that you can email your questions to, and we'll get those answered for you within just a few days. All right, everybody. Thanks again. Have a great day on purpose.
The moderator has left the conference.